Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
All right, Sam, thanks again, mate. We'll be in touch. All right, what do we think?
I think we've got Everton at home in 2 days. I think we've got an under-10s coach running a top-flight team.
Okay, get to
himself.
The point, Woody.
I think Big Sam's perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah. The club's up in flames. Get me Fireman
Sam.
See,
this attitude I do not appreciate.
Had it go?
Perfect.
Woody, the club is not up in flames, and if it's that kind of thinking that motivates this decision, then I'd rather stick with Liam for another game.
It's up in flames. It's on fire. A fire start by Dan Watson, by the way.
Just tell me how the interview went.
Dan Watson trying to light his own farts now, Luke.
Look, Big Sam is willing to work for us until the end of the season.
And the coaches?
Well, he can bring in his own team.
And Everton on Saturday?
He'll do it.
Bingo. Big Sam, bingo.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Why?
He's just... God, he's a big character, isn't he?
Yeah, he's called Big Sam.
Look, we're at a fork in the road, and both roads lead to a shithole. It's like the M40. We'll end up in Birmingham or Uxbridge.
How exactly?
But one direction, and it's Big Sam plays ugly football. Fans whinge until match day 38. The other direction, Big Sam is a big hit, and I have a transfer shortlist from him as long as, well, the M40.
We have Everton in 2 days, Patrick.
Yeah, I know, but did you hear the two directions?
You can't spell direction without direct. Lump it up top, son.
What are your other candidates?
God, you know we don't have any. Unless we extend this recruitment process yet again.
Then we go with Big Sam.
Luke, Patrick, I can keep the guy in check. I handled him in that interview.
How exactly did you handle him?
Gave him the old shit sandwich.
The shit sandwich?
I slipped him the compliment in his ability to galvanise an 11, blah, blah, blah. But then I told him that his style of play is dull as piss.
Yeah.
Shit sandwich. Compliment, insult, compliment. They don't even realise they've been insulted. Classic recruitment technique.
Yeah, but Woody, that was just a compliment and then an insult. You forgot the next compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. That wasn't a shit sandwich, that was just shit on toast.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call The Offensive. With recruitment discussions ongoing, the former England manager presents Ashwood with the chance to fill the vacant managerial position, but the ownership have other ideas.
I'm actually really relieved we're getting Big Sam.
Oh, you better believe it, baby.
Never call me baby again.
Sorry, babe.
Babe was a pig.
That'll do, pig.
Well, speaking of pigs, I've got an email from Hutch.
Sam is a really safe pair of hands. It's just what we need right now. This is a really good decision, Patrick.
Look, I'm delighted I have your approval.
You're more than welcome. Now, what does the email say?
It's about recruitment policy.
He wants to give it to Giggsy till the end of the season.
Nope.
He'd like me to take charge.
I have been advised by our analysts to remove the position of quote-unquote manager from Ashwood City Football Club.
Oh, wow, he really does want me to take
charge. The new position will be that of head coach. Responsibilities and requirements to this new role are attached. Adios, Hutch.
Head coach? Adios. Sorry, are we Real Ashwood, Sporting Club de Ashwood?
No, we're Ashwood EFC now. I'm playing four up top. I'm bringing Ched Evans back into the fold.
This is outrageous.
He's proven innocent,
no,
Patrick.
No, not that. Why didn't they revise this position when I had my little bitty Dan Watson here?
Oh, I remember my little action Dan toy with his wee boots and his plastic hair.
This restructure would have solved all of our problems.
I feel bad we fired Dan now.
You feel bad?
Yeah, I feel bad. We could have made his life even worse under this regime.
Yeah, well, we're back to the drawing board, which is just a piece of A3 pinned up in the meeting room that has Big Sam's number on it, along with some explicit doodles. Jess.
They were tactics.
They were a big old pair of tack tits is what they were. Just draw a knob and bollocks like a normal bloke.
Patrick, Big Sam isn't going to accept her role as head coach.
Oh really?
I was just saying.
Oh gosh, well allow me to pick myself up off the floor after this truly shocking news. I wonder if he'll accept the position of ball boy. Or maybe he'll help out selling programmes with the woman and the uneven legs on Park Road.
Offer him a bonus with a European qualification clause.
You might as well offer him a Santa Claus.
A bonus for getting us into Europe.
Yeah, good idea. Let's also offer him an attractive football bonus. How about a bonus for winning the World fucking Series?
Tell him he gets 2 million if we get European qualification.
I think you need to go and see the club doctor.
No, she's right.
She's not.
We're sixth. If we fail for European qualification, that's on him.
We finish 16th. It's tradition. Don't mess with tradition, Patrick.
We're dealing with Sam Allardyce here. Mr. 442, on your head, son, meat pie, sausage roll. He's going to insist on being manager, but...
But he doesn't usually take over clubs in this position.
Correct.
And I'm going to insist on him being head coach. I'll say, Sam, look, out of all the other coaches, you're going to be the head of them. You are our fave coach.
How about we give him that title then? Fave coach.
Look, I see what Hutch is doing here, Patrick, especially with Dan getting too big for his size 5 Adidas Predator boots, but this is Big Sam we're talking about.
Exactly, and because it's Big Sam, we're setting out our stall nice and early here. Mouldy fruit and veg, fake Rolexes, nice and early.
Oh, just to know, he's been around the block a few times.
Jenny from the block?
Yeah, doesn't he always pride himself on leaving a club in a better condition than when he found it?
That is a Big Sam soundbite, I've heard it before.
Well, if we finish the season in 7th, he hasn't moved us forward.
But we won't finish 7th.
Of course not. We're on to a win-win.
How's this going to entice him?
We want European football, Christopher. We're ambitious. Mm-hmm. Take us to the promised land, Big Sam, and if you do, you'll pocket 2 million English pounds sterling, Raheem Sterling.
We can't back him in January, then.
Well, by the new year, I expect Sam to be failing our expectations for European qualification, so I'm afraid we'll be reluctant to back him.
This is straight out of the Mike Ashley handbook.
Yeah, I have it here, How to Run a Football Club for Dummies, signed copy.
I've got one signed by Peter Ridsdale, mint condition.
Oh, what about Liam?
I'll speak to Liam.
What are you doing?
What?
You're giving me that look.
What look?
Your come-to-bed eyes.
Oh, am I? I hadn't noticed.
What's the fucker's name and what do you want me to do to him?
His name is Sam Green. He's Big Sam's agent.
Ah, the lean green bullshit machine.
Go sell him the dream. Ashwood City's big European dream. I've texted you his number.
Ashwood definitely voted against any European dream.
With a home fixture against Everton under 48 hours away, Patrick visits Liam Brightwell on the training ground to assure him of his services to the club.
Mr. Nolan.
Mr. Brightwell.
You're the first person from that office that hasn't called me Shitewell.
Ah, bollocks, I forgot about that. I've got a lot on my mind.
I've just got to say, I'm absolutely loving working with the first team. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Oh God, Liam, please, this is starting to sound like an X Factor promo.
What?
Well, you're going to come out and say that it was always been your dream and it was your grandmother's dying wish to see you take on the first team and get the manager's job.
She always said I'd end up Ashwood manager one day if only someone would give me the chance.
Yeah, well, you give yourself the chance on this stage, Liam.
I heard that Liam Brightwell was pretty good. My nan even says so.
Oh, I'm afraid you got four no's. Even Louis Walsh said no, and he says yes to everything.
Liam Brightwell would love to know what the club intend to do with him.
Well, if you find Liam Brightwell, tell him this. We're aiming to make the announcement in the next 2 days or so.
Quicker than Liam expected.
Of course, that's all dependent on agreeing terms. As you know, things can change quickly.
Liam Brightwell understands only too well.
God, you're starting to sound like a shit tracksuit-wearing Yoda.
Can you tell me who it is, then?
What, am I telling you or Liam?
We're both here.
Well, that's double the backroom staff.
What should I do for the time being? Will I be taking the Everton game?
Oh, listen, Shitewell, just keep your head down. 48 hours in football is a long time. Yeah, you could well take the team against Everton, get a good result against them, and, well, who knows?
Do you mean that?
All will be revealed. Just keep doing what you're doing. Use the force or whatever. It's appreciated.
I hear ya.
God, you're an excellent babysitter.
Probably all that time with the youth team.
Yeah, very good. I'm starting to like you, Liam.
Liam Brightwell, thank you.
And you've ruined it. Take care, caretaker.
With Ashwood gearing up for a new managerial restructure, the social team are hastily preparing their various platforms for the announcements.
Oh, look, it's Velma and Louise. Shouldn't you two be at the bottom of a cliff somewhere?
Fuck off, Erica.
Yeah, it's too early for this. You should show some respect to your seniors.
I'm your boss, Jane.
You're not.
I am. I'm Junior Director of Communications.
Yeah, and?
And you're not. You're older than me, not more senior than me. There's a difference.
Does anyone want a Krispy Kreme?
Erica, I'm social manager. This is the social media desk. You're just Jess's stress ball.
You're a Jess ball.
The social media desk is in the communications department, Jane. Wish your eyes worked as well as your mouth does. Same for you, Simone.
Do you want a Krispy Kreme or not?
What ones are there?
Just the pink ones.
Nah.
Why not?
Because they look like they're iced with chemical waste. That one's blooming like a ring. I feel like Samara's going to call me off his extension and give me 7 days to live.
I don't understand a word you just said, but they're delicious.
They're abysmal.
Pepto-abysmal. Jane, Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, Jane. Come over here. Have a bite of Pink Panther's cock ring. All the cool girls are doing it.
Erica, that's enough.
Say that, like you're my boss.
I didn't say it like I was your boss.
Oh, you did.
I said it like somebody who just got a stern look from the accounts team when you mentioned Pink Panther's cock ring.
They're delicious.
How exactly are they delicious, Simone? You haven't touched them and you've eaten all the others.
What's this email?
You deliberately ignored them.
I didn't ignore them. I was just saving them for you.
Yeah, sure.
Erica, this email, they're hiring Big Sam.
I know, Jane. I work for Ashwood City. I read my emails.
Jess says that Patrick has spoken to Liam and we need to tweet this.
What? Let me look. We'd like to thank Liam Brightwell for his services.
Who's Liam?
The caretaker manager, Simone.
For who?
England.
Really? What happened to the waistcoat guy?
No, not really. Of Ashwood, Simone.
Oh, right.
The club we work for.
I'm actually freelance for an agency.
And what do you mean, the waistcoat guy? It's Gareth Southgate. How do you not know that?
Maybe I don't support England, Jane.
Who do you support, then?
Bermuda.
Bermuda?
Yes, I'm Bermudan. I support Bermuda.
Who's their manager?
It's...
I can see you Googling it.
It's, Hamilton.
That's the capital city. Idiot.
Right, so we need to tweet with a link to the club website that we're dismissing Liam Brightwell. And Facebook too.
Oh, do you want a little gif on the tweet? I could speak to the design team.
A little gif on the tweet?
Yeah, like a flashing thanks, Liam.
Why the fuck would I want that?
Like Bristol City, they have fun gifs.
Yeah, for a goal, Jane. I can't have a you're fired, Liam. Thanks for losing against Bournemouth gif.
All right. Never look a gif horse in the mouth.
Oh, just do the tweet, Jane. Sake, Jess ain't answering.
You should call Patrick.
I'm not calling Patrick.
Why?
Because.
Typical.
Excuse me?
You're scared of him.
I'm not scared of him.
Call him.
No.
I'll call him.
Will you? Can you ask him to tweet this now?
No, actually, I don't want to call him.
What about the Scottish guy?
You want me to call Woody?
Yeah, why not?
Have you met Woody?
No.
Well, you know Toy Story?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's Sid.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Jess. Yeah, it's me. Can you call as soon as you get this? All right, later. Bye.
Ugh, climb out her arse.
Shut up, Simone.
Okay, tweet sent. I copied and pasted Jess word for word and used Liam's staff headshot for the website link.
Sorry, what?
I know, we don't have any natural pictures of him, and the one on the touchline against Bournemouth is a bit irrelevant now, so I used his headshot.
Jane, if you tell me that you tweeted that without signing it off, that won't be the only headshot in this office today.
Signing it off with who? Jess, these are her words.
Simone, can you fucking believe what she's done?
I don't really care.
I did what Jess said.
You just fired a manager via a tweet. We play Everton on Saturday.
Erica, Jess says in her email that Patrick has spoken to Liam.
Yeah, and?
As in fired, you know, spoken to him.
Well, you better hope he has, otherwise you're going to be spoken to by me.
You're not my boss.
I'm going to go find Jess. Simone, give me a fucking Krispy Kreme.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable.
That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
As the recruitment process reaches its final phase, Woody is tasked to convince agent Sam Green that the position of head coach and its diluted responsibilities would be preferable to his client, Big Sam.
Which job paid for the Land Rover, Sammy? Palace or Everton?
Range Rover.
Whatever.
Woody, I like you, okay? We're pals, right?
Oh, hi, Little Sam. We're pals.
I'm not Little Sam. That's Sammy Lee.
Well, you ain't Big Sam, pal.
I'm Medium Sam. Regular Sam. 32-inch waist Sam.
You're not a fucking 32-inch waist.
No, I know.
Are you fucking joking me?
No, I know. Woody. I mean, 32-inch waist is size regular. I'm regular Sam.
Okay, then. Regular Sam. What's your fucking bother,
I like dealing with you. But being told to pull over at a motorway services and having you meet in my car is not my idea of a meeting.
No?
No, I like meetings with orange juice and free coffee.
I've got some chewing gum if you want some, pal.
Well, that's fine. What do you want?
I'm working undercover for the Telegraph.
That's not funny.
All right, fine. Just a wee reshuffle of the staffing situation at Real Ashwood.
Don't you dare.
How would Sam like to be head coach?
Go fuck yourself.
An extra million on what we offered?
An extra million on top of the two. That's £3 million.
I feel like I've gone dogging with Rain Man again.
Not going to happen. He's a manager.
Ashwood no longer offer that position. It's been discontinued, like Virgin Cola or affordable housing.
He won't agree, would he? So whatever internal politics you're dealing with are your problem.
Why won't he agree? He was head coach at Everton.
Yeah, and he's sick of these short-term liaisons. He wants long-term.
Then tell him to stop swiping right, then.
You swipe right on all of them, and one of them is bound to take you off.
He's been with 7 Premier League clubs and managed England.
Casanova, son.
Well, let's make it 8 Premier League clubs, eh?
Not gonna happen.
Why?
You can't pull the wool over Big Sam's eyes, Woody. He's been around the track a few times, son.
He's been around the track more times than Linford Christie. Now stop fucking about and let me give you a disgusting amount of money for an easy job.
Not gonna happen.
Why?
Because he will not be head boy. He's a manager. He wants the power.
What is a he-man?
Is this a sticking point?
Is this a what?
A sticking point. Are Ashwood going to change their position on this?
It's a sticking point in as much as if you don't want £3 million a year, you can stick it up your cock.
Don't threaten me in my Range Rover.
I'll threaten you wherever I want. I'll threaten you in Range Rovers, Land Rovers or Doncaster Rovers.
Right. Get out. Deal's off.
Ashwood confirmed in the tweet that caretaker manager Liam Brightwell has been dismissed after they thanked him for his services. The bookmakers have stopped taking bets on Big Sam taking to the Ashwood dugout against his former club Everton this Saturday.
Erica, it's me. I don't know where you are at the moment, but I'm leaving you a message just to say that I'm going to fucking...
With the unintentional dismissal of Liam Brightwell being made public, Jess and Patrick are left to deal with the fallout.
Then I'm going to take out your iPhone, shove it up your eye crack until it comes out your eye socket. It. Okay, me.
She didn't answer then.
No, funny that.
In Christ, there we go.
Poor guy.
What was that?
What?
That then, that expression on your face, was that sympathy?
Might have been.
Wow, what a moment. I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again.
What are you doing?
So watch it, drink it in.
What?
I'm doing the Martin Tyler commentary.
Well, don't. Why are you so upbeat? You do realise that if we don't get Sam, we are fucked now. We can't spurs this up, Patrick.
The recruitment process is behind us. I've got Big Sam coming in. I haven't received a death threat in over 5 days. Things are looking up. Hi, Ham.
Patrick, he ain't fucking budging. Big Sam won't do it.
Excuse me?
Big Sam won't accept that position. Not for all the money in the world.
What?
Well, maybe not the world, but all the money in Ashwood anyway.
Okay, Woody, I have just sacked our only member of coaching staff via a fucking tweet. So you tell Sam Green that I am this close to turning into the fucking Hulk. I'm going to be the Jolly Green Giant, except I'm not going to be fucking jolly.
Patrick, it's a no-go. This is a sticking point.
Yeah, you stick with him. Get him on the phone.
He's gone. He's in the fucking drive-thru ordering a meal.
Get him on the fucking phone now.
I'll have the double veggie burger deluxe, please.
Is that a meal?
As a meal, please, yes.
And what fucking drink would you like with that?
Sorry?
Drink. What do you want, pal?
Woody.
Aye, it's me. Now, what you want? A McCoke or a McPepsi, a McTwat?
Woody, you lost your fucking mind, son.
Hey, I got a Happy Meal here. The toy is a contract worth $3 million a year. They chuck any old shite in them these days.
For the final fucking time, no.
Right, then you've got a very unhappy fucking meal, then. I'll lace it with anthrax and a dose of never doing business with you again.
What are you doing? What are you fucking doing?
Never you McFucking mind.
This is insanity.
Now, get out my drive-thru before I drive through your fucking front room, you... Ah, yes, the vegetable deluxe with...
Sprite.
Sprite.
Do you have Sprite Zero?
Do you have Sprite Zero?
Woody, can you please...
Hold on, Patrick's on the line.
For fuck's sake.
Sam!
Patrick, this is ridiculous, mate.
Sam, $4 million a year, head coach, starting right now. You got me?
Patrick, listen, I like you boys, you know that. Well, a little bit less after this, but... This is Big Sam's livelihood. We're not going to budge.
$5 million.
Patrick, it's not about the money. It's not going to happen.
Now for fuck's sake.
Can I order my meal now, please?
Right. The veggie deluxe meal. You want that regular or super set?
Regular. And Sprite Zero. I'm trying to watch my fucking figure.
Right, go to the next window.
Right. She's calling. Jane, you answer. This is your fault.
You agreed that we were going to share the responsibility?
I'll just answer the phone.
I'll answer it.
Yeah.
Hi, Jess. Simone here.
Hi, Simone. Am I on speaker?
Yeah, you are.
Hi, Jess.
So, I'm not going to do any telling off here, so you don't need to panic.
Thanks for understanding, Jess.
What I am going to do is a quick team-building exercise, OK?
Ooh, fun.
It's all about taking responsibility, where that responsibility lies within a team. So, what's everybody's thoughts on what happened today?
I think that we learned something today about communication and trusting.
It was Jane. Yeah, Jane did it, Jess.
What the fuck?
Jane, you're fired. Now go. I don't want to see you or your twatty Fiat 500 ever again. Erica, sort a meeting in my office tomorrow.
Sure. Okay? All right, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Okay, all right, laters. Bye. Well, that's that.
Unbelievable.
Bye, Jane.
Fuck off.
See you, Jane. Bye!
Don't even fucking talk to me, you backstabbing little gobshite.
Gobshite?
Yeah, you're a gobshite, Simone. You're a freelance PAYE gobshite.
PAYE gobshite?
Yeah, in your case, pay as you eat, fucking dickhead.
Hey, Jane, look.
What?
Do you want the last Krispy Kreme?
Oh, fuck off.
With no managerial options remaining before their home game against Everton, Patrick and Woody are left with a drastic option in the early hours of the morning.
Okay, here. This is his house. Shankwell should have answered his phone. I won't have to be forced to do this.
But Woody, it's 3 a.m. You can keep trying his phone, but he's not going to answer. Liam? Liam?
Shankwell!
Here.
What's that?
It's pebbles from his driveway.
Wait, are these pebbles or is this gravel?
No, gravel is what Sean Dyche has in his voice.
Oh, God, I knew there was a difference.
Now, come on.
What?
Pick some up.
What, you want me to throw pebbles at his window?
Have you got any other better ideas?
What the fuck are you doing here?
The Premier League. Fulham 1, Watford 1. Burnley 4, Bournemouth 0. Cardiff City 0, Manchester City 5. Crystal Palace 0, Newcastle United 0. Leicester City 3, Huddersfield Town 1. Liverpool 3, Southampton 0. Manchester United 1, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. Ashwood City 0, Everton 4 is the half-time score.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City.
This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.